Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the BYN Breakdown, where we take a past episode of Build Your Network and we talk about some of the practicality of being able to put some of the things that these people are talking about into your life today to make a difference today. So, Eric, who do we have on deck for today?
So I pulled a clip from your interview with Trent Shelton, and he talks a little bit about finding his voice. So for those that don't know, Trent Shelton's an ex-NFL player, but now he's got a huge following as a motivational speaker, I think is the right term, and does a lot of like motivational content on Facebook. And so he kind of shared in his interview when he hit rock bottom, and then kind of shared when he decided to tell that story and the where that took him.
Yeah, basically like how to find your purpose when you think the like everything else you're working on is gone. Because that was at the point basically where he figured out that his NFL career was done,
right,
and he had to do something different, which is obviously for somebody who's put that much work into something that's that big of a dream and realizes that they're going to fall short of it ultimately, that's got to be a definite, you know, identity shaker for sure. So
yeah, it's not like you can apply for a similar job.
Yeah,
and right? Be like,
exactly.
Okay, well, I lost that, but I got another gig. Right. In,
well, I'll just go for the competitor to the NFL, which is nobody. Yeah.
So here's the clip from him.
Journeys into personal development, whatever you want to call it, making yourself better, like a better version of yourself, constantly. I feel that a lot of times they are like there's always a catalyst, a really big struggle that makes people like forces them with back against the wall. Fix something majorly in their life. Do you feel that that's almost necessary to be on that journey, or do you think that like looking back you would have been able to pull yourself out of your mindset and just like do it even if you had the success that you were supposed to have?
I think for the majority of people it takes hitting the rock bottom.
Yeah.
Like for the majority, and that's the thing that I try to do now. Like I don't want you to hit the rock bottom. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to give you tools, and if you can learn before you hit the rock bottom, that's what it's about. But for the majority of people, it takes in that rock bottom where you feel like, you know, your back's against the wall, like you said, and there's only one way. It's either, you know, you're going to stay there for the rest of your life, or you're going to find something and create a way or find a way. And so, you know, for me, that's what it was. It was that rock bottom. And I look back and I'm thankful for all those times, because if it wasn't for all that stuff, all those setbacks, all the losses, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I wouldn't be able to impact other lives. So it all had a purpose, you know, for my good.
Yeah. Was there a time where you remember getting super clear on your purpose, or was it just like you had your son and you just knew that if something wasn't going to change, that he was going to end up like you and you didn't like that version of your son?
Yeah. For me, it was once I started speaking, because, you know, I started making videos. I was, say, rehabish. I was doing, you know, some motivational stuff and then some just random stuff. And when I got really clear about, like, this is what I was created to do, was me speaking on a stage to kids. And it was like, I don't know, 3,000 or 5,000 kids, seemed like 50,000. And I was just telling them, it was 5 minutes, I didn't want to do it. I wasn't a speaker. I was telling myself all these things. And got on stage, my friend Jonathan Evans, you know, pretty much forced me on there, talked me into it. And he's like, man, it's something
that's good.
Yeah, very good friend. I thank him to this day. And that's actually, I mean, the event tomorrow is with him. So it's funny because the event tomorrow is actually on the same stage that I'm telling the story now. So it's like a full circle thing. So I get on there and then I speak for 5 minutes, and make a long story short, like, I realized, like, this is what I was created to do. Like, I forgot everything I prepared the night before. So literally it was just me on stage sharing my heart for 5 minutes. And those kids, I mean, if you ever talk in front of kids, that's like the hardest audience ever to talk in front of. And they were locked in. Yeah. And so I was like, this is like, it's something bigger here. I don't know what it is, but I know it's not football. And I was still trying to hang on to football. I was still trying to play arena league, all these things. And so I completely let go of football in that moment. And I said, you know, I'm dedicating my life to go down this path.
So rehab time was kind of the start of all of that.
Yep.
Right. What was your thought process in getting that started? And what was the medium that you were choosing to go through?
Yeah. So my whole thought process was, it all starts with you. So it was the thought process was, I have to believe it. I have to live it, breathe it, be it. So it was the work that I had to do on myself. I always say the most important work is the work you do offline, the work you do on yourself. Because when you really live it, I believe it becomes contagious and you can walk in confidence. You can walk with belief.
Your input becomes your output.
There you go. Right. There you go. And so it started with me doing that. And then it started with me picking up my phone, right? So I was like, I wasn't getting, once I realized, okay, I'm a speaker, right? And so, or I'm an author or whatever. I wasn't getting booked to speak, or even, not even booked, I wasn't even getting invited to speak, you know? So I'm like, what do I do? So back to networking, I reached out to people that I knew, some coaches. I'm like, I'm a football player, I know some teachers. Right. Went back to my old high school, went back to elementary schools. Like, hey, I'll just share my story. I used the NFL thing to get in there. And I just started speaking for free as much as I could. And in that process, I was like,
that's awesome.
How can I reach more people? So I was like, social media. So I picked up my phone, iPhone, didn't have a camera set up besides that. And I just started making 2-minute videos.
Yeah.
And that's what started, you know, what people see today.
So there's a couple of things that you can pull from his story. And I think the biggest thing initially is something you hit on all the time, which is taking imperfect action and knowing, like, he was aware, like, oh, I've never spoke before. You know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fill 5 minutes, you know, in front of a group of kids. You know, he says it felt like 30,000 people. Can you speak to that a little bit and like maybe, you know, just share how it's important to at least step out and try? Because you don't, at the end of the day, you don't know if you're going to be a good speaker until you speak. You don't know if you're going to be a good podcaster until you podcast. Like, how has that looked for you and how have you seen that play out in other people's lives?
Yeah. And it's not even if you're going to be good at it. The real question is if you're going to enjoy it. And that's what Trent pulled away from his first time speaking, which I think is so valuable, is that he got up there in front of all these kids and all the prep work that he had done the night before, everything that he thought he was going to say immediately went out of his head. And he just got into like this rhythm, this groove that he found himself really enjoying. And look, like that, the recollection of that experience, if we actually saw what happened, it probably was nowhere near as awesome as he makes it sound in his head, right? Like, because when you're seeing somebody who's never spoken before, the first time or two that they speak, they're just not going to be good. And this is something that we talked about in Evan Carmichael's interview as well, is that he just said, expect to suck. Like, he's got a 2 million plus subscriber YouTube channel. When he started, he sucked at being on video. He told me he told me that he felt he sucked for like his first 500 videos. 500 videos that he felt that he was not good during, like in terms of his presence on camera. But he just kept doing it. So I think once you realize that you enjoy the medium a little bit, at that point it becomes a decision to commit to getting good at something, because you're just not going to be naturally good. You might have a I think that the test to where you know if you have a little bit of a natural proclivity toward being good at something is when you do try it and it is a little bit fun even though you suck. Right. So I think that's kind of what Trent was working through when he got up on stage for the first time, was that, you know, he realized, oh, this is something that I actually enjoy. Like, I enjoy like seeing the aha moments that these kids are having when I'm like trying to tell them my story about finding your purpose or whatever. But I know that if we asked him like, hey, do you think that you were good at that point? He would not have said yes. Like, he was not good. That's the purpose of getting started with something brand new, is that you're not going to be good at it. You have to be willing to take those pivots. You have to be willing to step into situations that make you uncomfortable in hopes of a brighter future, or else your future is just going to write itself based on the direction that you're headed in at the time that you're listening to this right now. And that was what was big for me, is like when I was doing door-to-door sales, I knew that I didn't want to be doing door-to-door sales in the future. So I immediately took action that would set my heading in a different direction. Because if you don't on purpose set your heading in a different direction, you're going to on accident end up where you currently are, which is like, to me, a bad version of the future. Because I don't want to be where I am right now in the future. I want to be further along than where I, as like comparatively to where I am right now in the future. That's the purpose of the future, is to continue moving forward, continue improving and make yourself better. So if you never get started and you're never willing to like put in the reps when you do suck, then you're never going to be able to reap the rewards of somebody who's put in the reps to earn the ability that they have now today.
Well, and that's what he hits on when he says doing work offline, you know, and like you mentioned focusing on your input, so it'll be your output. Like, there probably was a lot of time thinking about like, what is my story? What is the best way I can help these kids? What is the best, you know, if you're going to be a speaker, watch people who speak. If you want to be a writer, read books. If you want to be a filmmaker, watch films. If you want to be a podcaster, listen to podcasts. You have to take in people who are good. It's the same principles he probably applied when he was in the NFL.
Right, exactly.
He probably looked at players.
It's every industry. Right, exactly. Right. Like, if you want to be an NFL player, you should probably go get around people who've trained people to go to the NFL. Like if you're,
probably shouldn't ask your uncle who used to play high school football.
Yeah, exactly. Cause everybody and their mom has advice on how to play high school football because everybody there's a very low barrier to entry to playing high school football. Right. You know what I mean? So like once you get up into the NFL, once you have trainers that have trained people that have gone to the NFL, then like you get a little bit of an insider scoop on the, how did you actually like, what kind of work did it take for this person to get there? And then, okay, let me start putting in those reps. You know what I mean? Like you earn the ability to then like earn the opportunity. You know what I mean? You have to get the ability first, or, you know, the opportunity is never going to come knocking. And I think that we touched on something cool at the beginning of that question too, about, is it possible to find your purpose if you haven't hit rock bottom, which is a conversation I've always enjoyed diving into because like I said, in the course of interviewing hundreds of people for my show, that's one of the things that I found to be fairly common is the people who went through the deepest, darkest struggles are usually the people who are now the most successful, almost to like an exact degree. You know what I mean? Like to where the people who had the craziest stories of coming up, like, you know, immigrant families getting made fun of, not being able to speak the language, you know, diving in dumpsters for food and stuff like that. And for their next outfit or clothes that they're going to wear at school, to now where they've like worked on, built, sold, run 9-figure companies, organizations, and they're, you know, just crazy stories of resilience and strength. And I think that is totally born out of the struggle that they were forced to learn how to overcome at such, you know, early ages and young ages. So I think that there is a direct correlation there, but I don't look in at my life and think that there was a rock bottom for me. It was more of like, I feel like back against the wall and rock bottom are kind of different, you know? And for me, it was definitely back against the wall situation where it was just like, I don't know what I'm like based on the way that I was raised. I always thought I was going to be in ministry from the time I was 11, 12 years old. And then when I got to the point where I realized I wasn't going to be in ministry, the only real skill that I had was door-to-door sales. So that was really the only direction that I could go in. And when I realized after doing it for a while and being successful with it, that I didn't want to go that route anymore, it was like, okay, the thing that I thought I was going to do that I have my like actual collegiate degree in is Bible and church ministries. And it's not even accredited. So I can't even really use that to do anything. And then the thing that I'm good at that I know that I'm good at, which is door-to-door sales and like training, recruiting, managing, I don't want to do in the future. So what do I do? You know what I mean? And that's at the point where that was my back against the wall moment. It wasn't necessarily rock bottom because I felt like we prepared for a situation like that and had some money to fall back on and had some savings that we had. So through some like, you know, strategic planning and stuff. But it wasn't like rock bottom, but it was definitely back against the wall because I felt, you know, insecure about not being able to provide for my family in the way that I felt I wanted to. And I didn't know what career path was going to, like, I was looking at, you know, fire department applications and the FBI applications, all these like random jobs that I thought would be interesting or cool that I was looking at that time period, which is when I found podcasting and then kind of went in all in on this world. But I do find that always as an interesting conversation is what does it take in order for people to start heading down this path of learning, improving, getting to like get themselves on the next level of life. And I think that's a really interesting conversation. And honestly, I don't really have a clear answer for it, except for that I think that it almost always has taken a rock bottom or back against the wall moment for most people to come up to that point where they realize that they need to be doing something different.
Well, and I think it even goes beyond just rock bottom. I think it's also, I think a better way of even saying it would just be exhausting your other options. Like, sure. And you mentioned that, like the FBI, fire department, like some of those things you probably put a little bit more time into. Some you probably just right out of the gate were like, you know, maybe that doesn't sound like me, you know? And there's a lot. I mean, 99% of things we can brush off and say like, I know it's not that. Like I know for sure that I don't want to be that. Like, you know, for you, it's like, I know I don't want to be a pastor. Like, you know, I've done a couple of things in that realm and it's like, no, it's not going to work. And, you know, I think for me, we just talked about this the other day off mic is like, there's things I enjoy doing that are not going to be, they're not going to be the thing that I'm going to be successful in. And there's also things that I, you know, maybe don't enjoy doing that I'm doing because I feel like I need to, you know, and it's setting those things aside. And really what I got from him is like, he accepted his identity of like, oh, I was built to be a speaker.
Yeah.
And
right.
For you, it was through trial and error. You're like, oh, I'm a good podcaster. Like I can be good at this. I'm a good networker. I can be good at this. You know, for me, it's finding those things. Like I'm good at, like, I'm starting to find my own niche in podcasting and find where I'm good at. And it's not, it's a thing that I bristled against for, you know, six or seven years and said, oh, someone else will do it. But once you can accept your identity, you can go full bore. And yes, the last thing he talks about is networking. And it's knowing now I can, I don't have to network as, oh, hey, I'm the guy that, you know, I used to be in the NFL.
Right.
Now it can be, I'm a speaker. And he's way more successful in that arena than he was in the football arena. Like, right, he's found his voice and he's had a huge impact. And I don't think he would change anything in his story at this point.
Right. Right. Yeah. Totally agree with that, man. And that, I mean, that's very similar to my own journey as well, is that, like, you kind of have to take those action steps first. And then once you have taken a little bit of steps in that direction, then your identity starts to shift. And once your identity shifts, that's really where it's kind of game on at that point. And what he's talking about, his speaking career, for me, was podcasting, for you now in your podcasting journey as well. And then now for me and my software company too, where it's just like, you're constantly learning, adapting, trying new things. And then once you're gone down a certain path, then that identity starts to take over. And that's when you're like, okay, let's go ahead and do this.
And it doesn't mean one thing only. It doesn't, sure, mean that you'll never, like you said, software and podcasting. For him, it's speaking, doing social influencing. It's been, right, writing,
right,
you know, it doesn't, for me, it's not going to be my podcast for the rest of my life.
Right.
But it at least tells you, like, at the very least, oh, I'm creative, or maybe, mm-hmm, I'm better with numbers. It, yeah, gets you in that right area where you're not just grabbing. It's not kindergarten, like, what do I want to be when I grow,
right,
up?
Right.
Where
you're not grasping, like, at straws anymore.
Astronaut. Yeah. You, yeah, know, it's, right, it's, exactly, it's, that's not a helpful thing, yeah, as opposed to saying, like, I know I'm good at helping people.
Right.
And then, and what I does enjoy that look like?
This and, aspect of that.
Right, right. Right. And it just narrows down to that circle where you can kind of act and take action that benefits you and other people, which is the sweet spot.
Totally agree, man. So thank you everybody for tuning in on this one. Pretty quick episode, but we're having a good time with these ones. If you have any episodes that you would like us to go back and do a breakdown on, be sure to email us over at eric@travischappell.com. That's eric@travischappell.com. Shoot him a quick email. Let him know which episode you'd like us to do a breakdown episode on in the future. That's it for today's show, guys. Really appreciate you tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Peace out. Well, that's it for today's show. If you want more advanced networking strategies, as well as an instant network upgrade, then consider partnering with my BYN Inner Circle Mastermind. There are already dozens of high quality entrepreneurs in the group. There's dozens of video lessons on networking. There's monthly calls, there's accountability crews, and more, all for the low investment of just $99 a month. So head over to BYNinnerCircle.com to jump in. That's BYNinnerCircle.com. Thanks so much for joining us on today's show. We'll see you next time. Remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.